Okay, we're continuing with our reading of the Kitvun Ledod. We're on page Tzadik Bet 92, and over here Ot Yud Gimel. Now we're just again summarizing the various Kitve Arizal which are on the market. Of Yaakov Hill is giving a very tiny summary, a very small summary, explaining a little bit of the book of the year and a little information just to remind us. So again, we're here on page Tzadik Bet, Od Yud Gimel. Now, Sefer Kol Barama. Sefer Kol Barama, Biu Idra Rabba, Shesida Rav Yaakov Tzemach, Zal, Mikitva Rav Chaim Vital, Zal, Mechidushe Atzmo. Excuse me. So this is a Biu of Rav Yaakov Meir Tzemach, that we know, again, was one of the main publishers of the Kitva Rizal, which we have nowadays. That he wrote a sefer called Kol Barama, which is a pirush on the Idra Rabba. Now, in the Idra Rabba again, which is a pirush, we have an Idra Rabba, the Idra Zutra. So this is one of the important sections we discuss the various partsufim in depth. Va'ayin le'el b'mamar bet ba'orech v'nitfas b'kratz. Shanat Etaf Tafkuf Mem Hey seemed to be a very important year. A lot of the publications, I think most of the publications of the Arizals came out originally from there, in that place. And that was all from the of Chaim Vital, all the Pirushim. So you had Idra Rabba and Idra Zutra all published in one Sefer. Now, Ot Yud Dalet, Sefer Likutei Shas. Another one of the Kitvei Arizal is something called a book, Sefer called Likutei Shas, Hu Biur Mamrei Chazal, which is an explanation of the different sayings of Chazal. Nitvas LeRishona again Karatz B'Sav B'Shnat Heitavkuf Memhei. וכל הביאורים נוספים מלוקותיים מקבילים להנמצאה בנוף שלישי שבנוף עץ חיים. Again, שסדרת הרב מאיר פפירש ז"ל שטרם נתפס. ונתפס שוב לבונו תו קופנו. So again, this sefer of the Likutei Shas, again, which is ביאורים on Mamre Chazal, was published originally in Tav Kuf Mem Hei again, and it includes itself, was included again in the Sefer of Rav Meir Papirsh, which is called Nof Etz Chaim, in the third section. Tet Vav, another Kitva Arizal is called Sefer Likutim. What is that about? That is Biurim Lipsukim Ikar Kitva Talmidim. This was Likutim Pshutuk Mashmo. Likut means to gather. What was it gathering? It was gathering up the sayings and the pshatim of the Talmidim of the Arizal. Kolev kama biurim chadashim l'Rav Chaim Vital she'enam b'sha'a psukim. As well, it included some of Rav Chaim Vital, which wasn't included originally in the sha'a psukim. Nitvas l'Rishona, again, b'Yushalayim, as opposed to the Katz. Yushalayim b'shnat Hei Tavresh Chav Ches b'shulav im Sha'a Psukim. It was published together with the Sha'a Psukim. Shuv, again, and it was republished again, Tavresh Ein Beis Yachad im Sha'a Psukim, together with Sha'a Psukim, aber kol echad bifnei atzmo, but separate sections. V'tosefet Agad Chidushim Arot Tzionim, and then the other Rabbanim came along and added their Pirushim. V'idu Mutfasim Matfisim v'hamaskimim shayab sefer biyad Maran Rashash. And there is a testimony that this is an authentic sefer, and the proof for that, it was actually held in the hands of Rashash of Shom Sharabi, which was a great mekubal, lived around 350 years ago. He was Rosh Hashiva of Bet El, and known to be a gilgul, and this is what they say, a gilgul of the Arizal himself. So therefore, anything in the Yaz, anything which was held in the Yaz or in the library of the Rashash, is known to be authentic, extreme authenticity, because for the simple reason that the Rashash was very, very particular, very extremely particular about choosing only the Kitva Arizal, which was authentic, which was back to the sources of either the Arizal himself or of Chaim Vital. And particularly not to go into the writings of Rav of the Shah Tamidim. This he writes Mefurish in Chol Sanar, and also Nar Sholem, that he took all his writings from only the Rav Chaim Vital. That's it, because he didn't want to again be over this Hazara from the Arizal from Rav Chaim Vital, not to start learning from the Shah Tamidim. Let's continue. עד כאן הגיע לרשימת כתב האריזה נתפס עם בעריכת שעה החכמים ועד הנבוא לסדר רשימת השמונה שערים שבעריכת הרב שמול ויטל במוקום הזמן ההתפסתם. So all till now was what we call the Shah Sfarim, which is called the has various names. We saw 15 in total plus the Shah Psukim. And now we're going to go into a section which was, these Sfarim were published not from either Rav Chaim Vital or from Rav Meir Papirish or Rav Yech Tzemach or others, but rather this was all published from the son of Rav Chaim Vital, or Shmuel Vital. And this is what we call again the Shmona Sha'arim. What are they exactly? So Aleph, the first one we have is called Shah Mamre Chazal. So our Shah Akdamas. The second is Shah Mamre Rashbi. The fourth one is Shah Psukim, the fifth one is Shah Mitzvot, and the sixth one is Shah Kavanas, seventh one is called Shah Ruach HaKodesh, and the eighth one is called Shah HaGilgulim, Gal Gilgulim. So let's explain it for the next few minutes, and then we'll stop it here. So the first Shah is called Shah Akdamas Nitfas L'Rishona B'Yushalayim B'Shnat Hei Tav Reish Chav Hei. Shuv Sham Nitfas Bishnat Heitav Rish Samach Tes, but to surface that God Biur. Shah Akdamas is again a Pshutuk Mashmah, an introductory to Chochmas Eves. Shah Mamri Rashbi Nitfas Rishona Bisulunikim Shanat Tav Rish Chaf Beis, Vishuv Yishulaim Shanat Tav Rish Mem Ches, Shah Mamri Rashbi, to explain all the parts of Zohar. Shah Psukim Nitfas Rishona Bishulaim Heitav Rish Chaf Ches, Vishuv Shah Bishnat Eitav Reish Ayn Beis B'tusefes Agos B'chidushim Ayn Le'er B'sefer Likutim. Shah Psukim again to explain the various Psukim in Tanakh. Shah Mitzvot Nitfas Rishona B'siluniki Shnat Eitav Reish Yus Beis V'shuv Yushlaim Shnat Eitav Reish Lamed Beis V'sham Tav Reish Lamed Hei B'tusefes Agos B'chidushim Shah Mitzvot again to explain the various Mitzvot Apisot. שעה הכוונות נתפס לראשונה בסלוניקי בשנת היתב ריש ליו בייס ושוב בירושלים בשנת תב ריש למד גימו ושם בתב ריש למד בייס בתוספת אגרס ביור. So you see the various editions over and over being reprinted from the fact that it's being sold tremendously. Again, שעה הכוונות, again the practical usage of the theory of the Etz Chaim. Zion on page now and page in Kitvu Nedot Sadi Dalit. Shah Ruch Kodin Nitfash Lirushona Bishlaim Shnat Hitav Reshchav Ches Visham in Pirush Yirat Hashem Larav Yosef Sidvon. Tunis, one of the Rabbanim of Tunis, Bedor Rashash Bishnat Hitav Reshlam Dalit. Vishuv Sham. שוב שם בשנת איתם ראש עין בייס התוספת הנגוס ביאורים שעה רוח הקודש as we explained earlier on in the previous year that שעה רוח הקודש is the more mahudah dika sefer of the sefer יהודים שבע יהודים שעה רוח הקודש very similar again שעה רוח הקודש is more mahudah in those who are interested in learning the various yichudim and tikkunim that are presented by the Ariza. And then finally we have on the last of the Shmoneh Sha'arim, which produced by Rav Shmuel Vital, is Shah Al Galgalim Agilgulim, sorry, Shah Agilgulim Nitfaz Rishona B'Yushalayim Shnat Tav Reish Chav Ches Shuv Sham Shnat A Tav Reish Sama Kimo. Again, we have two things. We have in the first Madura Batra, rather, we have something called the Sefer Agilgulim, And then, which again from the Kitve of Meir Papirish. And then we have something over here from Rav Shmuel B'Tan called Shar Agilgul. Similar, but different at the same time. Again, speaking about the incarnations, again, the one primarily used is the Sefer Shar Gilgulim. Okay, fine. So we'll stop it here. We'll stop it here, and then we'll continue probably with a different subject next time we speak. Kol tov.